Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Hey, boys and girls. It's Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese podcast. And this is The Shred for the final week of February 2024. The Shred is a weekly roundup of who's raised funds, who's been acquired, and who's on the move in the world of recruitment. The Shred is brought to you today by JobCase, the online community where workers of all kinds, like hourly employees, tradespeople, and healthcare technicians, access jobs, make connections, and support each other in every aspect of their work life. JobCase has over 100 million workers on the platform. So if you need to hire, you need to talk to JobCase today. Learn more by going to jobcase.com/hire. That's jobcase.com/hire. And now to the news in no particular order. Workday is acquiring HiredScore, an AI-powered talent solutions provider, to enhance talent management. The deal aims to offer a comprehensive talent acquisition and internal mobility solution, leveraging responsible AI and focusing on human-centric decision-making. The acquisition is expected to be finalized by April 30th of this year, subject to regulatory approval. Workday employs over 20,000 people, while HiredScore employs 156 folks.
Another one.
IntenseEye, a New York City-based workplace safety AI company, secured $64 million in Series B funding led by Lightspeed Venture Partners. The funds will expand technology, incorporate large language models and mobile support, and invest in privacy innovations. The company says it protects over 100,000 workers at Fortune 500 companies. They employ 117 people. The Financial Times has launched FT Ventures to invest in the global information industry and has invested in Charter, a company covering the future of work. Charter, co-founded by Kevin Delaney, Aaron Grau, and Jay Lauf, received an undisclosed amount as part of a broader $1 million fundraising round. FT Ventures aims to support founders shaping the future of the information industry by investing in media, data, intelligence, and related technologies.
Another one.
ZipRecruiter, NYSE ticker ZIP, faced challenges in 2023 due to what it described as, quote, one of the slowest hiring markets in recent memory, end quote, and other top line headwinds impacting its fourth quarter and full year earnings. The company reported a 35.4% decrease in fourth quarter revenue to $135.92 million. The number of quarterly paid employers declined by 35% year over year to 70,700, primarily due to weakness among small to mid-sized businesses, which form the majority of ZipRecruiter's paid employers. Revenue per paid employer also decreased by 1% to $1,922. First quarter 2024 revenue guidance is $120 million, representing a 35% decline year over year at the midpoint. The stock is down around 10% this week following the news.
Another one.
Many companies have dropped college degree requirements for jobs, but a new report from the Burning Glass Institute and Harvard Business School finds that very few people without degrees are actually getting these jobs. Despite the hype around skills-based hiring, the report suggests that not much has changed in hiring practices, with only a small increase in hiring for those without degrees. The report also highlights that many companies that announced dropping degree requirements have not actually changed their hiring practices. This challenges the notion that skills-based hiring is a significant trend, suggesting that college graduates still dominate the job market.
Another one.
Glean, a Palo Alto-based provider of AI-powered work assistance, secured over $200 million in Series D funding, valuing the company at $2.2 billion. Led by Kleiner Perkins and Lightspeed Venture Partners, the round included existing investors and new backers. Glean plans to use the funds to accelerate growth and meet enterprise demand for generative AI implementation. Founded by industry veterans, Glean's platform connects and understands a company's knowledge, providing personalized, secure, and permission-aware answers using enterprise search and RAG technology. Glean employs 377 people. Hello Hive has secured $3.4 million in Series A funding. The company says this investment will help them democratize the job market, particularly benefiting underrepresented talents with services like virtual networking and resume coaching. The startup also touts partnerships with Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. Hello Hive employs 61 people.
Another one.
Deal has acquired Munich-based AI startup Zavvi, known for its personalized career progression and performance management tools. Deal plans to integrate Zavvi's services into its platform, focusing on distributed workforces and expanding its AI capabilities. The financial terms of the deal were not disclosed, but Deal's recent growth with over $400 million in annual recurring revenue indicates a strong position in the market. Zavvi, which has raised $4 million and was valued at just under $16 million, saw the acquisition as an opportunity to accelerate its growth and align its products with a larger business. Deal employs nearly 9,000 people, while Zavvi employs 28.
Another one.
First Advantage will acquire Sterling Check in a $2.2 billion cash and stock deal to bolster its background screening services. The merger aims to generate at least $50 million in cost savings and create a combined firm with around $1.5 billion in annual revenue. First Advantage CEO Scott Staples will lead the new entity, focusing on AI-driven automation and growth opportunities. The deal values each share of Sterling Check at $16.73 per share, a 35% premium to its previous closing price. Sterling employs 556 people, while First Advantage employs 3,815 folks, most of which, for both companies, reside in India.
Another one.
Guys, all employee data is provided by our friends at LinkedIn. Be sure to tune into the weekly show for this and more news and commentary from the world of recruiting. Big thanks to JobCase for supporting the Shred. No matter the size of your company, you can quickly find great workers in the JobCase community. Whether you need one employee around the corner or want to hire hundreds across the country, JobCase helps you find the right people and fast. Hit up jobcase.com/hire today to learn more. Again, that's jobcase.com/hire. Cheeseman out.
Turd nuggets.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Business leadership, ownership, and sales can be challenging. Tune into the Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast to learn from the world's experts. Join me, your host, Diane Helbig, as I chat with people who have expertise in various areas of business. You'll enjoy the lively conversations that are focused on providing you with the ideas, tips, and suggestions you need to realize greater success. Get what you need for your business when you need it from the people who have the answers. Accelerate Your Business Growth is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network and is available on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.